Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We sift through the sources so you get the insights fast.
And today, we have a really unique one.
Yeah, definitely surprising. We're plunging into, well, it's called The Bubble Battle of Bathtub Bay.
Right, a children's story. Sounds simple, but the reason you submitted this, learner, is pretty fascinating.
It really is. It apparently shows some interesting things about handling chaos.
Exactly. It's all about what happens when the lights go out in the bathroom. Bathtub Bay, comes alive.
With rubber duckies, shampoo bottles,
Yeah.
the works.
And they have this nightly event, the Bubble Battle.
So our mission today is to explore that battle, but also pull out the science and maybe some life lessons hidden under all those suds.
Precisely. Let's set the stage. This isn't just playtime. Things go wrong.
Okay, let's jump right into the crisis. Things get messy fast.
They do. It starts with an alarm.
From Captain Quack, right?
Yeah.
The rubber ducky with the pirate hat.
That's him. He's on his soap-shaped ship shouting, "All hands on deck."
What's the emergency?
He yells, "Bubble pirates have invaded from the Shampoo Sea."
Double pirates, okay. And who confirms this dire news?
That falls to Sir Suds a lot. He's described as a brave Lufa Knight.
A Lufa Knight, I like it. And what does he report?
He confirms the threat. These pirates, they're clogging the main drain.
How? With what?
With bubble bombs, apparently. And they're stealing bath toys, too.
Bubble bombs.
Yeah.
So actual bubbles causing a problem.
A big problem. The source says the tub trembled, the water wobbled.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and then a huge wave of foam just flops over the edge.
Yikes. Sounds like they were close to a real disaster.
Seconds away from overflow panic, as the story puts it. The drain is totally blocked.
Okay, so the battle lines are drawn. This is where it gets chaotic, I assume.
Oh, yeah. You've basically got two sides, two teams.
What's your room?
First, there's Team Soapy Suds. Think washcloths, loofahs, bars of soap, the scrubbers.
The establishment, maybe? The defenders?
Kind of. And against them are the invaders, the Team Bubble Buccaneers.
Ah, the pirates. Shampoo bottles.
Shampoo bottles, toy boats for speed, and even bath crayons causing trouble.
Bath crayons. How do they fight?
Just adding to the mess, I think. Colors swirling, making things slipperier, maybe.
So describe the battle itself. What does it look like?
Total mayhem. Bubbles are flying everywhere, squirting,
It
splashing.
sounds wet.
Very. And there's collateral damage, too. A plastic submarine apparently spins out of control.
Where does it end up?
Crash lands right into the shampoo swamp.
The shampoo swamp, it paints quite a picture. So things are spiraling.
Completely. The fighting is just making the bubble situation worse, clogging the drain even more.
Nobody's winning and the tub is losing.
Exactly. Neither Captain Quack's orders nor Sir Suds-a-Lot scrubbing is working. They're fighting each other, not the real problem.
Until someone steps in. There's always a wise old character, isn't there?
There is indeed. Enter Granny Scrub.
Let me guess. An old bar of soap.
You got it. Described as wise, been around the tub a few times.
And what's her big idea?
She cuts right through the chaos. Her message is simple: teamwork, not splash work.
Nice. I like that. Splash work.
Yeah. She says, if we scrub together, we can clear the drain and save Bathtub Bay.
So she calls for a ceasefire and collaboration.
Exactly. And this is where it gets interesting. They actually listen.
How does it work? What do they do together?
Well, first, the shampoo bottles, the ones who kind of started the problem,
Yeah.
they use their powers for good. They pour just a little bit of shampoo near the drain.
Why? Oh, won't that make more bubbles?
No, see, just enough to act like a lubricant to loosen up those hard bubble blobs.
Ah, clever. Okay, what's next?
Then the washcloths step up. They use their rough texture.
For scrubbing.
Not just scrubbing. They swirl all the loosened foam together into a super spin, like creating a mini whirlpool.
Okay, gathering it all up.
Right.
Yeah.
And finally, the duckies. Captain Quack and his crew.
What's their job? Directing traffic.
Pretty much. They paddle in perfect circles, using the current from the super spin to guide everything towards the drain.
Wow. So shampoo loosens, washcloth spin, duckies guide. Does it work?
Get a sound effect. Gloop, gurgle, doopy LP.
Success.
The drain is clear. Bathtub Bay is safe. Teamwork prevails.
That's a great little sequence.
Yeah.
So what happens after? Back to fighting?
No, that's the big shift. Captain Quack declares the truce permanently. The
Oh.
bubble battle is officially over. Instead, they decide to have the bubble bash,
A party.
a team-up celebration, complete with a trophy.
What kind of trophy do bath toys make?
It's made from a golden bath plug. Quite fitting, really.
Very fitting. Okay, so the story's wrapped up. Now let's do our deep dive bit. What are the actual takeaways here?
Right. Beyond just teamwork is good. There are a couple of nuggets, as you said.
Let's hear nugget one.
Nugget one is really about the science, the bubbles and suds themselves.
Okay, the chemistry of it all.
Yeah. Why do bubbles form? It's basically air getting trapped inside a thin film of soap and water. Soap molecules have a weird structure.
One end likes water, one end avoids it.
Exactly. That helps create that stable film around the air.
So the bubble bombs were just really stable bubbles.
Pretty much. And you had hot water, lots of soap from the shampoo bottles and all that fighting, the friction, the splashing.
The perfect recipe for way too many stable
You
bubbles.
got it. Great for getting clean, terrible for plumbing. It explains why the drain got clogged so easily and why it was hard to clear.
So the science lesson connects to like bathtub safety. Don't make too many suds.
That's part of it. Be mindful of water levels, sure, but also understand how soap, water, and agitation interact.
Yeah.
And it shows teamwork isn't just nice, it was chemically necessary to break down the foam structure.
Okay, interesting. Science of suds, check. What's nugget two?
Nugget two is the life lesson, but maybe a bit deeper.
More than just teamwork.
Yeah. It's about how they work together. It wasn't just being nice, it was using their different skills.
Like the shampoo lubricating and the washcloth swirling.
Precisely. Working with others, leveraging their unique strengths instead of fighting against them, leads to better results. And, well, probably more fun in the end.
Turning battles into parties, basically.
Right. Even silly fights, like the bubble battle, can become something amazing, like the bubble bash if everyone agrees to cooperate and, use their talents constructively.
So it's about recognizing and integrating differences, not just ignoring them.
Couldn't put it better. The shampoo bottles didn't stop being shampoo bottles. The washcloths didn't stop being scrubby. They just use those features together.
Makes sense. Okay, brings us towards the end. How does the story leave things for the listener, for you?
Well, it actually uses Granny Scrubs' voice again, talking directly to you.
Oh, what does she say?
She sort of encourages you to think about your own bathtub. Next time you're in there, look around.
And who do what?
Think. What would your bubble battle team look like? Assign roles.
Like, would your ducky be a ninja, stealthy and quick?
Exactly. Or is your shampoo bottle maybe a wizard controlling the potions?
Huh. It turns bath time into a strategy session.
It really does. It gets you applying the whole teamwork and specialized skills idea to your own world, even just with toys.
That's a fun way to reinforce the lesson.
It makes it stick, doesn't it? Little interactive homework.
So we've covered bubble chemistry, teamwork strategy, and the hidden lives of bath toys. Quite a journey.
Indeed. So just remember the final instructions from the bay.
What are those again?
Keep it clean, keep it kind, and never leave your loofah behind.
Yes.